So we're talking about the redemptive nature of the Lord. Mm-hmm. So let's pick it up. What do you want to talk about?
I really like what you said just in the clip earlier, just about the RC Cola and about how you have to go and take it in. And I think that that's so much, again, you know, a lot of people have this kind of mindset that just says like redemption just happens. And it's a process. It's a process of developing. It's a process of partnership. And it's a process of becoming. And so, and not necessarily like us having to do something, but becoming and beholding who he is. And so when you were talking about just like going and taking that cap in and things like that, it was just so struck me how much in my own life, how like God's redemptive nature had to be a process of going to him and saying, you know, first I needed to learn who the Comforter was. Amen. First I needed to learn, you know, just his promises for recompense, for reconciliation, for those things, you know, Isaiah 61 comes across so strongly in my mind, because so many of us have these extremes in the kingdom and we want instantaneously to jump from here to this side, but we don't realize like it takes that relationship in order to maintain it.
Yes.
So, you know, that's just the big part. You know, you travel all over the world, that redemptive story and the redemptive message is the same. It's a, I think one of the things that's beautiful about the redemptive, you know, the subject of that is it's such a catalytic culture. Yes. That you develop and that you become intentional with. Yes. It's one that's like a spark plug in a community that says there's life in it abundantly.
Yes.
And there's a life with resources. There's a life with promises, a life with just fullness of hope.
Come on.
Like redemption doesn't come in measure. It comes in fullness. And so when you think about like the things that the Lord needs to redeem or have that area in your own life where you just need to go take in and say, this is what I have and it means nothing. But what you have is greater, Lord. How can I partner with that? How can I develop that in your life? And that takes the knowing, not just the believing. It takes the relationship. It takes the development. It takes being the body of Christ to the body of Christ.
As a catalyst, using redemption as a catalyst really stands up to me because what the church is famous for doing within a community is not using redemption as a catalyst, but rather using control as a catalyst.
That's right.
We are going to have influence on this community through how we control, through how we're constantly controlling people. Well, that's what a spirit of religion does. What a spirit of redemption does is set everybody free.
That's right. And it releases people to be the creative people. It releases people not just to have basic needs met, but to spur out into creativity, into passion, into purpose.
Yes.
And we talk a lot, you know, in the body of Christ about having a prophetic culture. And the reality is that we can't even really partner with the prophetic callings or culture in our life unless we really fine tune it and partner with that redemptive nature, because we'll never ever release people fully into their destiny unless we get their basic needs met. Unless we go in and say, hey, wait a minute, you know, we love you just the way you are, but we also know there's something better and we want you to receive that. We don't want you just to believe it. We want you to receive it. We want you to partake of it, you know?
Yes, I do know. And I'm in, dude. Yeah, that's good stuff. Okay, so my whole deal, the very first time that Jesus ever preached, he quoted Isaiah 61, right on. The Bible says that he went to the synagogue, and as was his custom, you know, he went there to read. Well, it fell upon him to read this certain text of scripture, which Jews all over the world, they know every single day of the year what part of the word, you know, that they're going to be reading. And it fell upon him to read Isaiah 61. Him being the oldest of his house, he would have been already representing his house because it's believed that Joseph had already died. And he stands up and he reads Isaiah chapter 61 and he says, you know, I'm here to set the captives free, right? And then the Bible says he closed the book and he sat down and all eyes were fixed upon him. And he said, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. Well, there's two parts of that. One is when I was just in Israel just 2 weeks ago, by the way. How jealous are you?
So jealous right now.
So, yes, I tell everybody, if you're not jealous of me, it's because you're not keeping up. That's what I tell everybody. I do that just to make religious people mad.
It's a true story.
I get a stack of hate mail this big every single week. And it's not witches and Wiccans and the hateful lesbians of the world. You know what? It is religious people. And I say rain on them. That's what I say. Okay, I say the same thing that Jesus said. Jesus said, I'm here to set the captives free. Do you know where he said that? He went to church and he said that. He didn't go to prison to say that. You know, he didn't go to some dungeon to say that. He went to where the people of God gathered. gathered to say that. And he said, I'm not here to bring control. I'm here to bring freedom. And then later on, Jesus said, if I set you free, you're really and truly free, mm-hmm. right? And then he also says, Paul said this, Christ sets you free for freedom's sake. In other words, Christ sets you free because he loves freedom, not because he has another kind of agenda of bondage to put you in. There's no bondage, zero. He truly wants to set you free. So redemption says, I am willing to pay the price. I have paid the price for you to be set free because I already loved you before you were set free. And I loved how you put that. There's something better. I love you, but there's something way better. And that's always on the other side of freedom.
That's right. And I think so often, like, we focus on behaviors, we focus on the language that people have in their brokenness instead of really valuing the identity of who they are, wow. their wholeness. And that's also part of that redemptive, that nature. You know, when you have people that have a redemptive nature, their eyes see it, they, you know, their language tells it, and they're like a yes. white person in Africa, you know, like
that's
it
right.
stands out because they are
Mzungu.
The Mzungus. Because they are the catalyst of hope. They're the catalyst of releasing people in passion. I mean, yes. when you're around somebody that believes in the redemptive nature, it yes. immediately shifts that focus of our wholeness and our walk in the Lord being about destination-mindedness
Come
into
on.
Like shifting into what if it's a lifestyle? What if it's
Come
something
on.
That I can walk out today?
Yes.
What if it's something that I don't have to earn or,
yes.
or strive to
yes.
become? But what if it's something that I just step into? What if it's something I behold and
Come
become?
On.
And I think that that's the beautiful thing about like for
something
all
that,
of us.
Something that you behold and you become. Something
right.
that you look at and you become conformed to the thing that you're looking at.
Right. Instead of focusing on our pain or,
yes.
you know, like all those things,
yes.
like whatever we behold or focus on, we empower.
Yes.
And so if we are focusing on the things that are of the kingdom, if we're focusing on the things that are of God's nature,
yes.
then we automatically can position ourselves to begin to imitate that, begin
yes.
to model that and walk
yes.
that out, which is why it's so important that we as kingdom beings
yes.
begin to walk out the redemptive life on the earth so that we can begin to create the catalytic culture
yes.
in releasing other people because people have not because they've not seen it. They
That's
have
correct.
Not because they didn't know any better.
That's
you know,
right.
it's not that people are choosing to live these lifestyles. It's just they've never experienced anything greater.
The goodness of God is what leads men to repentance.
That's
repentance
correct.
Is when you turn. Repentance is the beginning of transformation. Repentance is how the kingdom invades your earth. Repentance mm-hmm. is how that works. It's the turning. And it is the I'm going to make myself subject to transformation. Okay, the catalyst for that is not the control of religion. It is the freedom of Jesus and the goodness of God.
Mm-hmm.
We overcome evil by goodness. And that's what Paul said. Overcome
yeah.
evil with good. Amen. And again, if you're not into redemption, if you don't believe in redemption, one of the, you know, we have 16 core values here at Open Door Church, hardcore values that dictate the culture of the house. And I have, I've come up with these 16 values. And one of them is this, and this is a really, really, really big one. It's this, restoration is greater than punishment.
Amen.
Restoration, that's a huge value at Open Door Church. Restoration is greater than punishment. We do not have an agenda to punish. We have an agenda to restore.
That's right.
Right on. Well, that comes from understanding the redemptive nature of our Father, and how we learn that is through personal experience and in living out redeemed lives. My friend, we only have just a few seconds left. I've got about 30 seconds left. Why don't you just finish up and just, if you have anything left on your heart that you would like to say to anybody that wants to check out the redemptive side of God, what do they need to do?
First of all, is just open yourself up to being vulnerable.
Amen.
Because it takes that relationship and vulnerability. And so that's a big Paul. You know, if reading the Bible, what you're doing every day isn't working for you, then change it up.
Amen.
Because if it's not creating you like this heart to say like what I'm doing is because I love him, then we're not doing it right.
Yes.
And that's the huge call it in the huge push. And also just in the redemptive nature of the Lord is just like literally just encounter him in the way that he has personally designed for you.
Okay. Well, you know what, guys? We have been talking to my good friend, and this is Miss Stacy Dixon, and she's going to be a guest speaker here at Open Door Church, which is the women's conference that's coming up. Boom. And do you remember what the dates are on that?
November 7th, 8th, and 9th.
November 7th, 8th, and 9th, right here at Open Door Church, and you can join us live, and you can get your tickets at the door, and it's going to be awesome. And you know what? If you, in your part of the world, would say, oh my gosh, I need Miss Stacy to come talk to my group, man, I highly encourage you to do that. She's a good girl, and you can contact her through me. Just simply go to opendoorexperience.com, or rather, I tell you the truth, I'd rather you go to troybrewer.com. You can email me at troy@troybrewer.com, right on, troy@troybrewer.com. You can just go to troybrewer.com, and there's an email spot on there, and you can do that. Guys, we have been talking about the power of redemption, and one of the great works that we're doing all over the world is we are freeing little boys and little girls and young women out of the horrors of sexual trafficking and prostitution, and we believe that redemption needs to be made manifest. It's not something that we need to preach. It's something, guys, that we need to demonstrate, and we are demonstrating that. And if you would like to partner with me to help me buy some more little girls, we have actually bought 61 little girls this year alone, 61. You can do so by partnering with me at troybrewer.tv. Now, here's what you'll get out of it. I have hundreds of hours of all the very best teaching that I do, including all of my conferences, and it's on video on demand, and you'll get to rifle through that for a partnership level as little as $30 a month, $1 a day. In return, not only are you going to get all this transformational teaching, but you are also going to be a part of redeeming the most vulnerable women on the face of the planet Earth. So be sure and go to troybrewer.com and troybrewer.tv. My friends, I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. Bye-bye.